our subject. Our subject, a spirit-filled life. What kind of life?
Spirit-filled.
A spirit-filled life. Glory to God. A what kind of life? A spirit-filled. I'm not talking about just having a little dose. I'm talking about being full of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Being what? Full of the Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. In John Gospel, chapter 7 and verse 37. John Gospel, chapter 7 and verse 7. In the last day, what day? The last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood, cried, saying, if any man thirst, do I have any thirsty folks in the house? If any who man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. So drinking is all right. Anybody want to drink this morning? You're at the right place, and there's enough new wine to go around. Hallelujah. I said there's enough new wine that will go all around. Everybody can get enough to get drunk. Hallelujah. And still be some left over. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He said, he that believeth on me, who? He that what? Believeth on me. How many believers that I have in the house? And you believe on Jesus. Glory to God. He that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Hallelujah. What kind of water?
Living water.
Living water. You notice the word river is plural. It says rivers. Rivers of living water. The world, the religious world have tried to tone us down, pull us down, make us succumb to what they call sacred worship. Hallelujah. But I found out if you're going to worship God, if you're going to praise him, you can't do it silent. I believe the psalmist of the book of Psalms really solidify this for us. It really tells us how loud we should be in expressing ourselves before God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when Jesus spoke these words and said, in the last day, letting us know that there was a day coming that God would set forth in the earth and man would be able to drink his fill. Hallelujah. And man would be able to express himself and enjoy the goodness and presence of God. It won't have, it won't be like a nightclub. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When one drinks his fill, thank you, Lord Jesus. It won't be like a natural drunk. Hallelujah. People get drunk on different kinds of alcohol. Yes. And they have different side effects from it. Some hangover, some groan overs. Oh, glory to God. And when they overcome their hangover, they have pain and upset stomachs, headaches, and different kinds of things. But when you get full of fill and get drunk on God's Spirit, anybody in the house? And when you come to yourself, you know what words will come out of your mouth? Still saying, oh, me. Oh, I hurt so bad. But do you know the expression? You know the words that hurt that will come out of your mouth when you get lost in the Spirit? You come to yourself, you hear the word, glory to God. Let me know you've been in the presence of God. Anybody in this house? Hallelujah. And when you get in the presence of God.
All right.
Y'all gonna help me?
Yes.
What did I say Wednesday night?
Yes.
If you're sick, yes. Hallelujah. Jesus was letting us know that there was a day coming for his followers that they could experience such a life filled with such joy and peace, and you could be so excited, and that in the midst of that there will be explosive what the enemy tries to inflict on you, to dome you down, to weight you down, to put cares and sorrows and trouble on you. You will be filled with such presence and power of God Almighty that what he tried to put on you, it'll be less than the work of water on a duck's back. Soon as it touched you, it leaves faster than it came. Hallelujah. So, this is why I believe that many of our churches, local churches, have allowed themselves to succumb to religious practice. Hallelujah. To try to have a God experience. Hallelujah. Y'all didn't hear what I said. And because they couldn't get a God experience out of religious practice, because they were trying to do it out of their natural mind. And the Bible tells me that a natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Because they are spiritual discerned. Am I right about it?